Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
She is celebrating the first nomination, her first nomination for an International Emmy Award. On the phone with us now, Yo Yan Yan. Welcome to Weekend Mornings. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone.
How do you feel?
I'm very, very excited. It's 1 week after the nomination now. I can still recall on the day when I received news. Actually, I received it from the press. The press called me and said, do you know you're nominated? I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Give me a minute. Just to clarify, it is your first nomination, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's my first nomination for an international award for a TV work.
Wonderful. And it's for the HBO Asia original series, Invisible Stories. We've had the director on the show, Le Ji-yuan. I mean, tell us first, take us back. You get the call. What did it feel like? What was your reaction? What was the first thing you did?
For the nomination?
Yeah,
the nomination.
We're going to do the nomination first.
I can't really hear what she was talking about. I was like, what? What Emmy? What is it? So I said, right, Emmy. Let me, my hand was shaking. My hand was stopped. And then I just go, do you mind letting me go online and check it out and see what was that? And then I saw my name beside Glenda Jackson. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Glenda Jackson, wow. Oh, you're in fantastic company there.
That's crazy. This is amazing. So that was the first reaction I have. That was unimaginable. I know they did sign up for the competition, but I wasn't thinking too much about it because of the length of the show that we're doing. Mm. It's only 30 minutes, the 30-minute section. So the episode is only 30 minutes itself. So I didn't really think too much about it. So it came in as a big surprise for me. Yeah. Mm. I'm very, very happy about it.
We're speaking with Yo Yan Yan, the actress who is nominated for her first International Emmy Award. Yan Yan, tell us about Invisible Stories for those folks who have not seen it. Give us an overview of the plot and your role in it, because your performance was really striking. When I was watching this, I was a little bit uncomfortable, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the story.
Well, if you want to catch it again, you can actually go to the HBO Go. Mm. So I wouldn't want to talk too much about it, but it is a story. The whole series, Invisible Stories, revolving around people that you don't really hear much in Singapore society. Mm. They have least voice in this society, I think. So especially my episode, the character that I'm playing, her name is called Lian, and she has an autistic son who is turning adult. So he's past 18-year-old, he's 19 now, so he's going through a change from the school that he's used to and to a care place that he needs to get used to again. For autistic person, to get used to new things is something really turmoil for him. And so he begins to have a lot more breakdowns. We call it the meltdowns. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the caretaker, which is Alien's mother, just passed away. So another big change for him. So Lian is struggling to handle the situation, the whole situation at this very short period of time. I think it is one of the most difficult time in her life for that half an hour. Yeah.
And a very, very tough role for you to play, Yan Yan. I know you've played several mothers. It's becoming your forte in the past.
You know,
you did it in Ilo Ilo fabulously, of course.
We're not typecasting you.
We're
don't
not
worry.
Typecasting. But,
or
mother figure, should we say. Wet Season would be another good example. And then this one was a very, very challenging role for you and beautifully played, I have to say. How did that come about? How was you cast? And what was the preparation like?
Yeah, how did you prepare for that too, right?
It's actually when Lur called me, the director called me and sent me the script and asked me to have a read. You know, I was shaking inside before I even say yes or no. I was scared. as an actor, as Yo Yan Yan, I'm scared because I just finished filming Wet Season at a time. I was very tired. My mental state, my body, I'm so tired at a time. When I saw it, I know this is going to be a big challenge. It's the pain that the character is burying inside her is something that I don't know. I'm not sure whether I can give 100% to the character or not at that point. So I meet up with the director and eventually actually said no to him.
Oh, wow.
But because of my kepo-ness, I had to tell him a lot of my thoughts.
Yeah, of course.
For the characters. So he went back and he actually made some changes. And Blair is such a kind director. He actually made some changes and it came back to me again. And again, I told him, I don't think I'm ready to take on another very, very challenging role at this time. I really don't want to give any less of myself into a character when I'm not. I know I'm not very ready. So Blur came back to me the third time, and I still reject him.
Oh wow!
You are playing hard to get here, aren't you?
Man. No, I'm not. I'm seriously scared inside. I really didn't want to give him less than what I usually give to a character. Because I know this is a very challenging one, and this is a very important role, actually. And so during that period of time, I was watching, you know, I was browsing YouTube, and I saw Meryl Streep. She was doing an interview, and the question was, how do you select the characters that you play? And then she mentioned that she will choose the characters that have least voice in the society. And that hit me. That really hit my heart. I would love to follow what my idol is doing, even though I'm in fear at that time. I'm scared. So I called the producer. I said humbly, I'm so sorry, but is the role still available? Is it okay if I come back to take on the role? And then she said, yes. And that's how we started working. And when we went into work, the first time I met my co-actor from Taiwan, Devin Pan from Taiwan, and we started chatting, talking about the character, talking about the script, and he's a very, very young actor, but he has so much imagination, he has put so much thought into the character. So, and then we started rehearsals. The first day of rehearsals, I'm already filled with bruises.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The first day, because there's a lot of action scenes.
Yeah, of course.
So, yes, there's a lot of action scenes that we need to carefully choreograph for the camera, for the light, for the restriction of the space that we have when we're filming. We filmed in a HDB flat in Ang Mo Kio.
Wow. Yeah,
and it's really, really small space for filming. And I would like to say thank you to the neighbors in Ang Mo Kio. Thank you very much for bearing with us. Really, I'm so grateful. Our neighbors are so kind. They even bring us food, drink sometimes.
Well, on that point, Yan Yan, about HDB, this is a story. Yeah. That according to, you know, script writing 101 should not work. It should fail because it's about heartland living, which apparently no one cares about. It's about real regular people, which apparently no one cares about. It's set in an HDB housing estate, which apparently no one is supposed to care about. And yet it has clearly resonated with audiences across across Asia through HBO Asia, and is now getting the awards recognition it deserves, which not only proves all those cliches wrong, it also shows that people will watch good stories. So in your view, what is it about your particular story that has resonated with audiences?
I think it's the mother and the child, the love. will never, it will never fade. The love between a mother and a child. It's something, and specifically a mother who would have sacrificed anything she has for her child. I think it resonates with all human in the world that the love from a mother is something that everyone will get. Sometimes is tougher than anyone's any other's life. So for Leanne's story, I think in a way Singapore is being portrayed in many films and TVs that it's a shiny, glittery city that has no story.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Certainly not stories like this, right? That,
yes. You know. Or there isn't people suffering or people are going through hardship in this beautiful, in this glittery city. So I think it resonates with people in the world, and no matter where, no matter where there is happiness, there's also sadness.
It's a very human story, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Speaking with Yeo Yan-Yan, the actress who is nominated for her very first International Emmy Award for her role in the HBO Asia original series called Invisible Stories, a six-part series that was directed by Ler Jiuan, a Singaporean director. And now this potential accolade you won't know the results of until the end of November when they're announced. You already have quite a number of really prestigious awards. What would getting an Emmy actually mean to you? How important would that be in your sort of recognition of the work that you've done?
I don't know.
I don't want to jinx it by having you talk about it, by the way, but maybe that's not a good, maybe we shouldn't talk about it. I mean, you've been awarded for so many things so often, right? This is a big one. Like, do you see this as being as kind of an important moment in your career to have this kind of recognition?
I know you're humble about it,
but come on, it's just us talking. Just you, me, and Neil. You can tell us.
Well, of course, I'm going to tell my Asian and American that, you know, work it out.
That was going to be my point. Yeah, that was going to be my point. What does it mean? I mean, let's talk dollars and cents now. What does it mean to be an Emmy-nominated actress? What does it mean for your career? It has to help, right?
We're in money of them. We have to talk about dollars and cents. Here.
Let's do it. Let's get real.
Well, of course, I hope to get more different type of work because it's going to be different experiences if you work in different countries, and also the genre of films and TV series that I'll be able to choose from or get involved with. This is something also I hope to do. Like when you were talking about me worrying about being typecast as a mother, of course I'm worrying about that.
Yeah, sure.
Of course I get worried about that. But in the circumstances we have here, especially when we don't have a big industry in Singapore, we don't have a entertainment industry. We haven't had an industry yet. We have a scene. We haven't have an industry yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And that we don't have much genres to choose from. And I think this is a good way for me to explore more and test myself.
So is that the plan, Yan-Yan, to ask your agent to look for more auditions in America, American TV series, movies? Is that a plan for you? Is that on the horizon?
I don't think it's just America. It's everywhere in the world. And that is my plan. That is my plan to try and see what is the possibilities of me playing someone who is from another country.
Absolutely. And I must ask this most important question. Have you printed name cards with International Emmy Award nominated actress? And if not, why not?
Do we do that?
Sure, do why not?
It's Singapore, right? We have to have name cards.
You can do it. You can do whatever you want. It's you know, free country.
Sounds like a great idea.
Make sure it's in big bold letters.
Gold embossed.
Oh my god.
Gold embossed.
Yeah. And we have to leave it there. But congratulations on this nomination. We certainly hope it goes your way.
Thank you very much. And don't forget, if you want to watch Invisible Stories, you can go on HBO Go.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.